Today we're building a future jungle intro edit in Ableton Live 12, designed for that sunrise set emotion, cinematic at first, then slowly revealing break energy, sub pressure, and movement without jumping into the drop too early. Think of this as an intro that works like a DJ tool first, and a showcase second. If it can survive a transition from another tune, it's probably in the right zone. If it feels too full too soon, the magic disappears. In future jungle, the best intro often feels like a memory of the drop before the drop actually arrives. We're going to work around 172 BPM, which is a really sweet spot for this style. It's urgent enough for drum and bass, but still leaves room for atmosphere, phrasing, and emotional detail. Before you even touch the sounds, set up the architecture. That means your tracks first. Create a drum audio track for break edits, a second drum layer for one-shots or support hits, a bass MIDI track, an atmosphere track, an effects track, and a few return tracks for reverb, delay, and dirt or room. That setup matters because the intro needs to feel controlled, not crowded. Now let's map out the arrangement in your head. For the first 8 bars, keep it spacious, atmosphere, filtered break fragments, and a sense of movement. In bars 9 to 16, bring in a stronger break presence and some bass hints. Then by bars 17 to 24, you can reveal the full groove or a pre-drop tension moment. That 8-bar logic is huge in drum and bass. It keeps the section mixable, believable, and easy to phrase with. Start with the emotional bed. On your atmosphere track, use a stock Ableton instrument like Waveedable, Operator, or Analog and build something soft and harmonic. A sine or triangle with a quiet sol layer works great. Keep the filter low passed, at a slow attack, long release, and a little chorus for width. Then put a long reverb on it, but filter the low end out of the reverb so it stays clean. Here's the key move: resample that atmosphere. Record a few bars of it into audio, then chop it into phrases. Reverse a couple of fragments, fade the edges, and let the texture breathe. That gives you a handmade future jungle haze instead of a static pad loop. And that's important, because sunrise emotion comes from motion, not just pre-harmony. Now for the break. Grab a break with character, something with a classic jungle feel. Drag it into Ableton and slice it to a new MIDI track. You can slice by transients if the break has clear hits, or by 1/8 notes if it's already very busy. The goal here is not to loop it like a sample pack demo. The goal is to reshake it so it feels played. Build a 4-bar or 8-bar break edit with kick snare anchors, ghost notes in the gaps, a few reverse slices, and maybe a small stutter moment with repeated 1/16 hits. That micro-editing is where the human momentum comes from. Tiny nudges, little trims, and smart placement can make the groove feel alive without adding clutter. If the break gets too pokey, control it with drum bus and EQ. A little drive is fine, but don't crush the transients. If the hats get harsh, tame the top end a bit. And here's a pro move: don't automate the break into chaos. Use one primary motion per phrase. Maybe the first phrase opens in the filter, the next phrase adds snare weight, and the next phrase gets a fill. That's enough. Too much motion at once can make the section feel confused. Now let's design the bass. For the intro, don't start with full drop energy. Give the listener a hint. Use Operator or Waveedable with a sine or rounded saw as the foundation, maybe with a subtle reese layer tucked in underneath. Keep the low end centered and mono compatible, especially below 120 Hz. That discipline is essential. If the sub gets too wide, the whole intro loses its power. Write a call and response bass idea. Maybe 2 short notes in the first phrase, then a small variation in the next phrase, then a longer note or slide as you approach the transition. Keep the note lengths fairly short, and the velocity vary just enough to feel alive. The bass should suggest energy before it fully lands. That's the sunrise trick. Give us the shape of the drop, but hold back the full impact. Now we make everything move with automation. This is where the intro starts to feel emotional instead of just layered. Automate the pad filter so it slowly opens over 8 bars. Automate the break filter in stages so the groove gradually becomes clearer. Increase reverb send on a snare hit or a chop texture at the right moment. Bring the bass filter from restrain to present. Use a little delay feedback on one transition hit, then pull it back down fast so it doesn't smear the mix. The important thing is timing. Don't just draw straight ramps everywhere. Use musical phrases. Open the atmosphere in the first 8 bars, tighten the drums in the next phrase, bring the bass forward by round bar 13, and leave the most open harmonic moment for bar 15 or 16. That creates a real sunrise contour, where the track feels like it's traveling from dark to light. Now add transition effects, but be selective. In drum and bass, the best effects are usually the ones you barely notice because they're doing their job so well. Use a subtle noise riser, a reverse cymbal, a reversed break tail, or a downlifter leading into the next phrase. Put an impact hit on the last beat of bar 8 or bar 16, not somewhere random in the middle. Phrase awareness is everything. A really nice classic jungle move is to duplicate the final kick or snare slice of the break, reverse it, stretch it slightly, and send it into reverb. That gives you a transition that feels old school in spirit but still polished and modern. It's a great way to tie the intro into the next section without overdoing the effects. Once the elements are in place, group your drums and bass separately and shape them like a real record. On the drum bus, use slight glue compressor settings just to bind things together, not flatten them. A little drum bus can add weight and glue, but be careful with the boom. On the bass bus, use saturation for harmonics and check mono constantly. Keep an eye on the relationship between the break and bass in the low mids, especially around 80 to 180 Hz. That's where intros often get muddy. While you're building, aim for about 6 dB of headroom on the master. That gives you space to work and keeps the low end honest. This style benefits from restraint. If the intro feels flat, don't immediately add more layers. First ask what you can remove. Sometimes taking out a kick, a hat, or a tail creates more lift than adding another sound ever could. For a more advanced variation, you can duplicate the break and use only a few syncopated ghost hits from the copy, offset slightly for a subtle drag feel. Or you can do a two-stage bass reveal, where the first 8 bars use a pure sub plus soft harmonics, and the final phrase before the drop introduces a more distorted mid-bass layer. Crossfade between those states so it feels like evolution, not a switch. You can also let the atmosphere answer the break. For example, after a snare fill, bring in a reversed chord swell or a tonal reply. That call and response between rhythm and harmony is a huge part of what makes Future Jungle feel cinematic. For arrangement, keep the first 8 bars degradable. That means a DJ can loop them without it sounding repetitive. Make tiny changes every 2 bars if needed, like a different hat decay or a slightly altered slice order. Then create a pre-drop vacuum by removing the bass and most low percussion for half a bar before the transition. That little emptiness makes the next section feel massive. The overall arc should feel clear. Bars 1 to 8 are atmospheric. Bars 9 to 16 are more rhythmic. Bars 17 to 24 are more threatening or propulsive. That way the listener feels a journey, not just a pile of loops. And that journey is what gives Sunrise sets their emotional pull. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar mini version right now. Set the tempo to 172. Load one pad and automate its filter, slice one break into a drum rack, program a reverse slice and a couple ghost notes, write a 2-note bass phrase, and add one riser into bar 4. Put a light glue compressor on the drum bus, then bounce it and listen in mono. If it still feels strong in mono at low volume, you're on the right track. So the big idea here is simple. Future Jungle intros work because they balance emotion, rhythm, and DJ-friendly structure. Use filtered atmosphere, edited breaks, hinted bass, and phrase-based automation. Keep the sub disciplined, keep the drums controlled, and let the section evolve with intention. When you do that well, the intro doesn't just lead into the drop, it makes the drop feel earned.